two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And following on this story about how this San Francisco police officer has been running his own house of prostitution and using his connections within the police force to shut down competing brothels. Hold that in your mind for a second. We all know that there are stinky badges out there. When I was still living in Southern California, I was there when the entire Hollywood division of the LAPD was arrested for running a burglary by order ring. You'd call up somebody at the Hollywood office and you'd say, I need a new TV. And they'd say, sure enough. Black and White would come by later that night and there'd be a TV in there. Well, I remember the Rampart Division and their scandals and their problems. You know, it's a real issue. I mean, the police departments are hiring people that, you know, and today a lot of them are coming back from the war zones and they're given, you know, they're given more bullet body armor and guns, and they go out and they start treating Americans the way they've been treating the Afghanis and the Iraqis. The situation's out of control, death by taser. And they're engaged in massive, massive crime. So with that in mind, all of a sudden, it makes absolutely no sense that the state Supreme Court in Indianapolis has just overturned a law that goes all the way back to the Magna Carta of 1215. Basically, the Indiana Supreme Court ruled yesterday that there is no right by the people to resist unlawful police entry into their homes. Okay, let me hit that word unlawful. In other words, the case involves a homeowner who was resisting a police officer trying to break in for illegal purposes. And the state Supreme Court has said, if the police want to come into your home, right, wrong, or indifferent, warrant or no warrant, even if they're coming in to steal your TV, you don't have a right to defend yourself from them. You will go to jail if you shoot them. So my advice is, police coming into your home, don't wait to see a warrant or anything. Just shoot them and claim you thought it was a burglar, because then you have a legitimate right to defend your home. After all, look at how many burglars are going down to the police uniform stores or the costume stores or the, you know, Hollywood, you know, wardrobe departments and getting police uniforms and running around saying, I'm from the police, let me in, give me the TV. And it is an absolutely dangerous precedent. And I understand the idea that you have no legal right and legal ground to resist a lawful police entry. And you'll be in serious trouble if the police have a valid warrant to come into your home to search for, you know, old Barry Manilow records or whatever, as specified on the search warrant, as required by the Constitution. But this ruling was specific to unlawful police entry, the police kicking down your door for no particular reason whatsoever, that you are legally in the wrong to defend yourself against an unlawful police entry. This is, and again, as the article says, this undoes everything that has been accomplished since the Magna Carta. Our government is going back to medieval times and medieval mentality, torture, imprisonment without judges and trials, presumption of guilt, and burden of proof of innocence on the accused. That is how serious this court decision is. If it's used as a precedent by the federal government or the other states, then the police can come into your home and do whatever they want, and if you dare fight back, even if the cops come into your house and grab your daughter to take off to their bordello in Pleasant Hill, and you try and stop them, you're legally in the wrong and you can go to jail. Over this weekend, I want you to just contemplate what that means when you are not allowed to defend your home against police engaged in criminal activity. Because that is what the Indiana State Supreme Court has just ruled. All right, we're going to go to the phones here. Tim in New Mexico. Aloha, Tim. We're almost at a commercial break. Get started, and then we'll take you through the commercials.
Yeah, aloha, Mike. Oh, boy, after Indiana, it's going to be a hard act to follow. But I want to think a little bit on that so-called Bin Laden treasure trove of like 2.5 terabytes and actually how ridiculous that is.
It absolutely is. Hang on to your phone. We're going to take some commercial break, and then we'll be right back.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each meal is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
This is your call to action, America. It's time to get prepared. Food prices, fuel prices, dollar collapse, earthquakes, tornadoes, nuclear meltdown. Where's your plan? Get one at the Get Prepared Expo in Springfield, Missouri, May 14th and 15th, downtown at the Expo Center. Learn about survival economics, gold, silver, emergency food, water filtration, solar and wind power, heirloom seeds and gardening, how to prepare and defend your home, and hear from John Moore as he speaks about global warming and what the government isn't telling you, and John Stadtmiller with what is in store for you. Plus, meet the 2012 candidate for President of the United States, and Sheriff Richard Mack and Larry Pratt. All this and much more at the Get Prepared Expo, May 14th and 15th in Springfield, Missouri, for the low admission price of only $7. Get details now at GetPreparedExpo.com. That's GetPreparedExpo.com. What happens next is up to you. GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with Tim in New Mexico. And Tim, before I let you get back to the intelligence stash, I'm getting sent this story from multiple sources. Apparently, this is the new talking point coming out of the White House that, oh my goodness, we found pornography in the compound. And again, this is just tabloidism to try and keep Bin Laden's name out there. See, Bin Laden, what happened to him? Well, we got him. Are we not really good? And you know something? This is a classic case of hoisting with your own propaganda petard. The president has now boarded petard one. Because if you believe that that really was Osama Bin Laden, who was killed May 1st, and if you believe the story that there was pornography found in the compound, and if you believe that Osama bin Laden was reading the pornography, then he wasn't really a very good Muslim, was he? Because it's a mortal sin to look at a naked woman, not your wife. And that means that the Muslims are off the hook. Bin Laden, at least as he's portrayed by the American government, is not really Muslim. He's a crazed, lone nut terrorist, and we should not be bombing Muslim countries for the crimes of a man who is clearly not a Muslim. I think I'm on good solid ground with this one. I think the United States government has just destroyed their entire case to go out and make war on those nasty Arab Muslims. They probably won't change their mind, but at least we can poke fun at him for all this. Okay, Tim, so we're looking at this so-called intelligence cache, and again, the story keeps changing. Oh, they're all on thumb drives, they're on hard drives, they're on this, they're on that. Experts are saying, you know, anything that you really didn't want to have read would be encrypted, and there are encryption systems out there. If you stay away from the government-approved encryption systems, if you stay away from PGP and DES and all the rest of that, if you use a private encryption system not compromised by the NSA, then the NSA is not going to be able to read your traffic. That's how good the what they call the pirate encryption systems really are. And so, you know, it's a very weak story to begin with, and people are just saying, oh, they're just going to say they found this and that in the intelligence cache as an excuse to say, oh, we got to have the crotch gropers at the train stations and the bus stations, and oh, my goodness, we found an autographed picture of Michael Rivero on Osama bin Laden's thumb drive. We've got to go get him and all the rest of that stuff.
Right. Well, even look at the volume of the stuff, because any useful information is going to be textual, and you figure about 4,000 characters, give or take, per page of text. If you got, like, supposedly 2 terabytes of data, you're talking to, like, 600 million-plus pages of text, you know, 600,000 large books, or like the size of a metropolitan library. Now, no operation would have that vast amount of data. So the only thing...
No, they wouldn't. And, you know, what it is, it's to discourage people from saying, well, let us see what you found. Mm-hmm. Well, it's return. You know, now this computer that's sitting right here in front of me, it contains the local copy of the entire What Really Happened website, and it also contains all the work that I did for TV shows like Lost and Off the Map and Hawaii Five-O. And I don't have a terabyte of data, and most of what I've got here is imaging data, you know, motion picture film and stuff, and I don't have that much data. It is a ludicrous story.
Yeah, that's the only thing that would take it would be pirated movies and
Wait a minute. That's the porno videos they're talking about. That's all the porno
videos. And that's how he's destroying the economy. He is going to subvert the money made from the porno industry by selling pirated copies of porn.
That's exactly... No, he's got pirated copies of Avatar and pirated copies of MTV and all the rest of this. Oh,
and
God.
And he's got RIAA, Motion Picture Association, totally fooled with these... Fine.
Oh, that's... You know, there's one good thing about all of this stuff. After all the money that we have paid, been forced to pay the United States government, we're finally getting some entertainment value out of them.
True. So attention, U.S. government. Here's your next thing. Osama bin Laden had pirated movies.
Yeah, my
There's your
goodness.
Next propaganda talking point.
I think we ought to change the theme music at the White House from Hail to the Chief to Where Are the Clowns? Or Send in the Clowns?
True. Oh, man. Anyway, I just wanted to bring that up to think about the... implication of all that alleged data that would have been more physical volumes and probably was intelligence data in all of World War II for the U.S. government.
And probably all the data needed to go to the moon and back and everything. Tim, thanks a lot for the call. That is a good point that you brought up there. It's just an unbelievable claim. And, again, they're out there with dartboards trying to come up with something. Oh, he's got this. He's got that. He had porn. He had whatever. And, you know, next we'll probably get he killed his own food with his bare hands. And PETA is upset with him and everything. Going to switch over to Gloria in New York. Aloha, Gloria. Welcome to the show. What is on your mind?
Thank you for taking my call, Michael. I'm calling about the upcoming election. And my idea that you talk about the round call, that people after they will vote inside, they will go to outside booth and the register again and say what they are voting. So people it will be open out for the people to see how many vote for, if let's say for Ron Paul or another person.
Okay, Gloria, I am really sorry, but I am having a hard time understanding you. The phone connection is really, really bad today. And so I'm going to thank you for calling in, and I understand that you're talking about Ron Paul and the difficulty of getting him elected. And the issue here is we saw this all in 2008. I remember in the New Hampshire that's another issue entirely. But, you know, Ron Paul in 2008, he had more grassroots support than any other candidate. When you were looking at a breakdown of campaign donations to all the candidates, and you went to people like Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton, and they were getting these large, gigantic lump sums of money from General Electric and British Petroleum and AIPAC and all the rest of that. Then you go over to Ron Paul, and he didn't get a lot of money from the corporations, but he had, you know, millions of donations, $5, $10, $20, $100 coming from ordinary Americans. and he had more grassroots support than any other candidate. And yet, somehow, the corporate media kept on saying, oh, he's not legitimate, he's not real, we're going to exclude him from the debates. They went out of their way. Even already this election season, we've got that ludicrous focus group that Fox News put up there with these very bad actors, obviously had memorized their buzzwords and were waiting for a cue to speak to try and counter the fact that Ron Paul was winning that debate on the online polls until the polls got rigged in the morning. And they're trying to get this other guy in there who's, you know, already out there saying, we don't need to audit the Federal Reserve. And it doesn't get more blatant than that, because the reason Ron Paul is intensely disliked by corporations and Wall Street and Washington, D.C., is he wants to audit and then remove the Federal Reserve. Ron Paul is the modern incarnation of Abraham Lincoln and Andrew Jackson and John F. Kennedy. And for that very reason, he is in a great deal of danger. And I hope he's got his Kevlar undies on. But the only way that we, the American people, are going to get to choose our own leaders again is that we have to make the vote counters more afraid of us than they are of the vote riggers. And right now, the system is set up to absolutely give a free pass to anybody who's caught rigging elections for the powers that be. The vote riggers get rewarded. They get jobs. That lady, the elections commissioner down in Florida, who wound up, rewarded with a Senate seat the next election. I mean, it doesn't get more obvious than that. In my ideal country, and again, we're starting to plan for the kind of a nation and government that we want in this country after the current government collapses, I would make election fraud a crime so serious that if you're caught engaging in election fraud at any level of your campaign, you, the candidate, are immediately barred from all future public office. Because if you can't manage your own campaign staff, then you are not qualified to be managing a state or a country. And until we make the cost of a lie exceed its benefit, we're not going to have honest government. When we, the American people, have the moral courage and strength to walk into our public buildings and polling places, grab the liars and cheats and hurl them down onto the street hard enough to bounce three times, then and only then will our politicians decide that truth is a virtue. And they won't see that 1 second sooner. Gloria, are you there? Oh, all right, Gloria, thanks an awful lot. We're coming up on a commercial and I got to let you go. Yeah, sometimes the phone quality, it's over-compressed. Everybody's cutting corners. We're out here on the island of Oahu, and we're currently with AT&T, and they're now telling us that the 4G service, the 4G devices work, but it's really only 3G speed because we can't afford the new whatever it is they're supposed to doing, whatever. Apparently, we had a caller coming in saying Bin Laden with porno and Viagra. If anybody had that many wives, they would need those too. Good point. All depends on the wife you're married to. And I got a goodie. So, alrighty, moving right along here. Now, the United States government, in yet another sign of their fear that their ability to successfully lie the American people into wars and into paying for Israel and into paying for Wall Street and into sending their children off to die for oil, now wants to start censoring the search engines and browsers. In other words, the nation that still proclaims to serve freedom of speech around the world and democratic principles wants search engines and browsers to only deliver content the U.S. government approves you to see. Basically, the U.S. government is going down the China route, the great firewall of the United States. And again, it's a sign of just how afraid they are that the truth is finally getting out about what the United States government has become over the last several decades. They're afraid. This is a sign of fear. And they're not going to make it work. It didn't work in China. There are ways around their censorship for those who really want to go out and find the stuff. And it's just another sign of fear. So, let's see. We're coming up on a commercial break, so I'm not going to take this next phone call until after we come back from these words from our sponsors. And we should be hearing music here any time. There it is. All right, we'll be right back. We'll be right back.
estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go back to the phones. Paul in New Jersey. Aloha, Paul. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Michael, I just wanted to mention that if Ron Paul happened to win the Republican Party nomination, you will see a mass exodus of the so-called neoconservatives right to the Democratic Party. It will be like Moses crossing the Red Sea. You're going to see so many people, so-called conservatives.
Well, the neos, and I want to call them that because half the time they're neoconservatives and half the time they're neoliberals, they're not really aligned to any party or policy. They simply leap onto whichever wagon they think will give them the largest and fastest rise.
That's true. And in a sense, it's a wrong name, neoconservative. They really should just call it Republican usurpers.
No, we call them neos.
Right.
They're not Republicans.
And they're not conservative. Right.
You know something? Neoconservatism is not a mass public movement. Neoconservatism is a clique within the Republican leadership and the Washington, D.C. power structure. You don't walk around Nebraska and have people saying, I'm a neoconservative. They'll say I'm Republican or Democrat or Green or Liberal or T. But there are no neoconservative mass voter movements out here. It's an illusion.
That's true. They are basically the intellectual elite. And, of course, you know where they are. They're the signatories of the PNAC document. That's where they really gather. That's their in-gathering.
Yeah, but they're a tiny, tiny minority, and their defection to the Democrats won't change anything. If we can get to a situation of actual, honest, fair elections in this country, which is going to take sledgehammers on those electronic machines, then Ron Paul is going to have the grassroots support to take the White House. Because, you know, I mean, Donald Trump's numbers are already down in the Al-Qaeda. Obama is looking like a one-term president, even with the so-called murder of Osama bin Laden on May 1st. Sarah Palin is not going to get anywhere. She's a gigantic cosmic joke. There are no real candidates out there except Hillary Clinton, who I'm sure is drooling over taking a shot at the White House next year. She's already got websites and an exploratory committee set up very quietly. So the GOP better realize they don't have anybody other than Ron Paul.
They're
trying to puff up Donald Trump, but he's not getting any traction. He's not going to get anywhere.
Yeah, but the thing too about the neoconservatives, there is a fan club for them. There are a bunch of dupes who've fallen into that line of propaganda. I mean, those are called Sean Hannity listeners and Rush Limbaugh listeners. They basically have been the WASP or Gentile faction of promoters of the neoconservative agenda.
You need to take a really good look at what's going on with both Sean Hannity and Rush Limbaugh's numbers, and especially the demographics, because their numbers are in decline along with the rest of the corporate media, and more importantly, they're losing the more intelligent and analytical parts of their audience. And the whole corporate media is losing audience, and they're coming over here. Our numbers continue to grow, both at What Really Happened, at Republic Broadcasting. The trend is definitely my friend in this particular case. And so if the neoconservatives want to bail over to the Democrats, there's too few of them for it to really matter. It'll be hyped up in the press, I'm sure, as reasons not to support Ron Paul, because it'll drive neoconservatives out. But frankly, the best thing that could happen to the GOP is for the neoconservatives to be shown the door. Because it's the neoconservatives who've destroyed what the Republican Party is supposed to stand for. Small, limited government, mind your own business, and fiscal responsibility. The neoconservatives have turned it into a more liberal organization than the liberals.
And they've basically ruled with the Bush administration. And during those 8 years, we saw a doubling of the national debt. And basically that made a lot of the Republican cheerleaders like Limbaugh and Hannity look absolutely absurd, when they promote small government and basically have been apologists for this doubling of the national debt. Because when Bush came in, it was the debt was $5.6 trillion. When he left, it was $10.4
Oh, but we had to spend that money because of the war on terror. And this gets back to what I was saying earlier in the show, where they're now trying to blame the economic crash on the dead terrorist.
That's another scam.
The lies are getting pathetic.
It's mostly the national debt that has been the key factor for America in the decline in the bond rating and the other factors for our economic woes.
I don't think it's the decline in the bond rating or anything like that. It's the fact that people don't have jobs. People don't need economic experts to tell them that the economy is in trouble. They're looking around at their own decline of lifestyle. They're looking around at their new rental apartment that replaced the home they used to own. They're looking around at the slashing of their wages and salaries. They're looking at all this stuff. They don't need to look at Washington, D.C. or New York to know the country's on a wrong course. They just have to look at their grocery bill and their gas bill and the worn-out clothes on their children, the having to triage between medical care and feeding your family and gas in the car. And that's what they're going to vote. They're going to vote their wallets this next election. And there is nobody out there other than Ron Paul who's talking realistically about getting this problem under control. And that is, of course, to abolish the Federal Reserve and free ourselves from the slavery of these private central bankers.
I think there's other factors, like certain aspects of protectionism, maybe tariffs on foreign merchandise.
Those are too abstract for your man-in-the-street voter.
Yeah.
You need to go back and read Maslow's hierarchy of needs, and then you'll be able to more accurately predict what your basic citizen voter is going to do. We got to take a break for commercials. Paul, thank you very much for the phone call. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal, and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0192. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0192. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactiv.com or call 1-800-489-0192. That's 1-800-489-0192.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And apparently this porn story is just being splattered all over the networks, all over the news websites. Everything. Oh, he was a dirty... He had porn. Therefore, he must be evil and undeserving of any consideration. Basically, what they're trying to do is they're trying to make him look as bad as they can, because then the U.S. is off the hook for basically having blown away an unarmed man. Remember, the original story was he had an AK-47 and he was using his wife as a body shield. And, of course, that story went away. And the new story is that this guy who's, you know, the real bin Laden had his foot shot, you know, shot years ago. But he's running away from the compound and we had to shoot him there because he was running away. And the story's all over there. But he had porn, therefore you shouldn't care how he died. You shouldn't care that we invaded Pakistan without permission and kicked down a door and blasted a guy and all the rest of that stuff. He was a dirty old man. Okay, well, let's stipulate that. Okay, because if you stipulate that was really bin Laden who got shot May 1st, and I'm going to repeat this because I want all of you to go out and post this everywhere that you're seeing this nonsense about the pornography. If that really was bin Laden who was shot May 1st, and if there really is a vast store of pornography in the compound, in bin Laden's personal papers, then he was not a Muslim. Because to a Muslim, it is a mortal sin to view a naked woman, not your wife. And if bin Laden is not a real Muslim, why do we continue to make war on real Muslims for the crimes supposedly committed by this one dirty old man? Okay, I think in their haste to demonize bin Laden, or the guy that they're telling us is bin Laden, the White House has basically shot itself in the foot again. They've shot themselves in the foot, because you can't have it both ways. You can't go on saying that bin Laden was a Muslim and use him to demonize other Muslims, and then turn around and say that he had a porn collection. Okay? Because if he's got a porn collection and he's getting off on that, then he's not a real Muslim. Any more than Christians who preach on Sunday about the sanctity of marriage and everything, and then they're molesting little kitties in the middle of the week. They're not real Christians. So by going out there and saying that this guy that they shot and are telling us is Osama bin Laden was a fan of porn, they're telling us he isn't Muslim. He's not connected with the Muslim faith. He's not connected with Islam. And they've just literally yanked the rugs right out of this whole Muslim-Islam bashing that we've had to listen to for the last 10 years. So, Rivero's Rangers, your homework, your assignment, your mission, should you choose to accept it, is make this point everywhere you see this porn story being put up there. If Osama is a fan of porn, then he's not a real Muslim. And that real Muslims have no connection to this man. And we shouldn't be bombing them. And every time they invade another country, oh, we're doing this because Osama bin Laden did this. He's a dirty old man, a crazed, lone nut, porn addict. He's not Muslim. You can't have it both ways. This is an important point to go out there and counter this latest piece of propagandistic nonsense that they're putting out there. As a side note, given that real Muslims are not allowed to look at naked women, not their wives, I think that we ought to go out and have all flight attendants on airplanes fly completely naked in order to keep away the terrorists, the Muslim terrorists. And also, we could completely get rid of TSA. All we need to do is have strippers on their poles at the gates. I'm sure the passengers would find that much more entertaining than the TSA. And the real Muslims will have to cover and hide their eyes. And then, you're a Muslim. You're not looking at the naked lady. You're a Muslim. Take him away. Waterboard him. So, again, it basically shows that the White House is not really thinking the propaganda all the way through. They're just throwing out whatever they think is going to work. You know, we got to make him look bad. Oh, I'll say he's a porn addict. And they don't think it all the way through to the consequences of making that claim. Because they've just destroyed the idea that Osama bin Laden was a devout Muslim, and therefore that Muslims as a whole were a threat to the United States of America. All right, we're going to go back to the phones. Jim in British Columbia. Aloha, Jim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. Great show. I love your work.
Thank you.
I've been monitoring, I live in British Columbia, I've been monitoring five different sites up down the West Coast for radiation impact, and they've, since day one, they've been basically showing fairly relatively steady. A friend of mine got a Geiger counter, and last week went around and said checked all over, and he got a little bit of a blip out of some seaweed, but that's about it. And so it's just,
well,
makes you wonder, because you see, you know, the site from Norway is like impending doom, kind of, and then, but there's nothing that seems to be showing up.
Okay, what kind of Geiger counter does your friend have? Because there are different types of Geiger counter, and the key issue is whether they detect alpha radiation or not. And I know here in Hawaii, first of all, a lot of the online sites are already suspect because they're just showing flatline, and we know that General Electric is pouring hundreds of millions of dollars into public relations firms to try and make this problem go away. I know here in Hawaii, and again, we're very lucky here. We're not showing a lot of radiation here. But I've noticed that when we see in the Norwegian simulations that radiation goes over Hawaii, we will see a slight uptick on the counts here. And meanwhile, the EPA's daily monitoring was not showing anything at the same time our meter was showing something. Now, as you know, as of yesterday, the EPA has stopped daily reporting of radiation monitoring. They're going to issue quarterly reports. You'll only find out how much radiation there's been every 3 months. So if you're not seeing radiation where you are, and good that you're using on equipment, that's really very good. But there is radiation up there, and ultimately it's not exposure to radiation on a day-to-day basis that's the problem. It's contamination. because as these particles come out of the air or out of the water and they get into the food and you ingest them, then it becomes part of you permanently, and that is the real danger of radiation. The radiation that's in the air right now is still very low and very minor and not going to cause a problem. But if you were to ingest a single particle of plutonium that is too small to even see, and it gets stuck in your body and you can't exhale it or get rid of it any other way, then you're basically looking at cancer somewhere down the road. And again, the problem is we don't know that we're getting, we know for a fact we're not getting accurate information from the government and the media. So yeah, if you've got your own meter, go ahead and use it. And again, you need to have a meter that will sense alpha particles, because most of the inexpensive meters will not do that.
Yes, his had alpha as well.
Okay, so it's got a micro window?
I haven't seen it. I just talked to him on the phone a couple of days ago.
All right. Well, tell him to keep that meter in good working order. And, the problem is it can go nowhere but up, because the Fukushima is still doing what it's doing. It hasn't stopped yet. Thanks a lot for the call. We're going to let you go, Jim. All righty, getting back to the burgeoning dictatorship in this country and the growing awareness that most of these computer systems and smart appliances that we avail ourselves of are not working for us but working for the government and corporations, there's been another story coming out. You remember where there was this situation where they caught this school administration using the webcam in school-supplied laptops to spy on students in their bedrooms? Well, we've got another one where there's this story where people are using Facebook pictures posted to Facebook, to basically check up on the behavior of students. And there's this Melrose High School in the Boston suburbs, and apparently a parent spotted some of the school's athletes at a party by way of pictures posted to Facebook. And because of the behavior at the party, these athletes have been suspended from athletics. And I understand that the students may not have been engaging in behavior that their parents would have approved of, but at some point there has to be a private time and a public time. We're not allowed to spy on our politicians in their private moments. And yes, somebody was really being idiotic putting these pictures up on Facebook. But don't we have enough problems in this society without busybodies going around and riffling through the data trying to find something to complain and whine about? If you want to complain about something, your football player had a beer at a party. Horror upon horrors. Our problem is our nation encourages whiners and busybodies and Nazi-type informants. We've had almost a decade of daytime TV shows where everybody gets to stand up and say, oh, he was abusing me, he was raping me. They're evil people. And they get an audience and they're made into minor celebrities for about 15 seconds. As a society, we have come to, our culture is rewarding spying, intrusion, ratting people out, being an informant, being a Nazi. We have no respect for privacy any longer. And if you're going to have dignity, if you're going to have self-respect, you have to have privacy. Nobody can be on for the public all the time. It's just impossible. And I think the school acted very inappropriately. If the school had caught the athletes drinking in school or at a sporting event, yeah, they're right to suspend them. But the school should not have a right to go into a student's private life when they're away from school. Because that's not what schools are supposed to be for. Schools are supposed to be teaching our kids how to compete in a global marketplace in a technological age, and they're failing miserably at doing that. And trying to compensate by going out and being the remote global parent. Yes, your kid can't handle a square root, but by golly, we're going to make sure that his diet is perfectly in line with government-approved standards. That's not what the schools are for. Reading, writing, arithmetic, science, engineering, math, critical thinking, and analytical skills. Teaching them how to learn, how to discover what they need to know to move forward in the world. That's what schools are supposed to be for. Not a glorified taxpayer-funded babysitter so that both parents can be shoved back into the labor force to try and prop up a failing economy and a failing government. I think if we are honest with ourselves, we'll go back and we'll look at our own childhood and realize we did a lot of things that we're very happy our parents never found out about. And that's part of the growing up process, going out and doing a little experimenting and saying, whoa, that was fun, and I'm never going to do that again. But this constant spying on children from everywhere. Remember a few years ago where the phrase going postal came from, where all of a sudden there was this epidemic of postal workers who just show up with an automatic weapon and start blowing people away. You know what? Actually, they found what caused that. It's because the post office was getting these efficiency experts in who were watching the postal workers all the time, every one of their moves. No, don't put the envelope in the box this way. Do it this way. Go back, do the flick, go with the right, not the left, and just constantly pounding on them. And the postal workers cracked, and they went postal, and they started killing people. And now our schools are doing that exact same thing to our kids. We are watching you. We're watching you through Facebook. We're watching you through the cameras on the laptops we give you. We're listening to your phone calls. We're reading your email. What do you think is going to happen to these kids when they grow up? Young kids are nerve ends all over, and their emotional health and development requires a certain amount of privacy. And the parents need to be there to give them some guidance, and when they fail to follow the guidance, to give them a little bit of cushion. Now, we don't want kids to get hurt, and we don't want them to get into trouble, but at the same time, we don't want them so totally beaten down that they can't act at all without a direction from some tyrant 3,000 miles away. This gets back to what I was telling you before. If you take away their privacy, you take away their self-respect and their dignity, and you turn them into slaves. That's what this is about. It's not about beer at a party with a football player. It's about reminding the kids, you can't do anything without our permission. If you value your freedom, you will do as you are told. I'm angry at what is being done to our children. In the name of the money junkies, they're being turned into sheep. They're being beaten down. They're being cheated of their education by the way and manner in which they're taught to think about history. They're being turned into fearful little ferrets, afraid to move, afraid to step out of the shadow, afraid to dare greatly. We're shortchanging our own future. And that's not even getting into all the damage that's being done to their DNA by the radiation that's pouring all over the Northern Hemisphere. I know it's a cliche that children are our future. Look at what's being done to the children, and that's your future. That's their future. I've always held that the highest moral imperative is that we leave to the next generation a better country than that which was left to us. And this generation, my generation, we have failed miserably in that regard. The world that we're leaving to the next generation is terrible. It is horrible. It is frightening compared to the world in which we were born into. So, moving right along here. Apparently, Pope Benny the Rat has decided to throw his funny-looking hat into the ring with the global warming people. Remember what I said? Despite all the harsh winters and the snow that we've got in Colorado, we've got snow in America right now. It's the middle of May. Still snowing places. But Pope Benny the Rat is throwing his hat in with the global warming people and saying, yes, climate change is horrible and it's bad, and really good Catholics will just render unto Caesar the carbon tax. And what's amazing is the Vatican signed its imprimatur onto a climate change report that even the author who wrote it has now admitted was wrong. You know, but then it did take the Vatican, what, 400 years to apologize for slapping Galileo around? It's not like they're not really connected with the modern world or science. Basically, they're connected with the altar boys. So the Vatican is backing human-caused global warming. That's comforting because Charles Manson did exactly the same thing. And hey, if you can't believe Pope Benny the Rat and Charles Manson, who can you believe, right? Meanwhile, over at NASA, which stands for Never a Straight Answer, The University of Colorado's NASA-funded sea level research group has admitted they're adding 0.3 millimeter per year to their global mean sea level series. They don't have a reason for doing it other than it produces a nice graph of rising sea levels. They're basically saying, we can't document sea level is rising, so we're just going to add this number in there, and we'll get a nice graph proving that sea level is rising. I mean, they're not even trying to hide the fraud any longer. And it's all about keeping control over you with yet another manufactured boogeyman, global warming, carbon dioxide. Meanwhile, the good news, as I mentioned earlier in the show, Donald Trump is crashing and burning in the latest polls. So he's a flash in the pan, and he's on his way out already. Who will the GOP field against the Democrats if Obama is a one-term president? We'll be right back after these commercials.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Kind of a little footnote before we take our last phone call. The Recording Industry Association of America successfully sued LimeWire for $105 million. And the chairman, Mitch Bainwall, is basically saying, yes, we did it. It's a milestone. We're going to, get rid of the pirates and legitimate marketplace that appropriately rewards creators. As it turns out, apparently, the RIAA is not planning on sharing any of this $105 million windfall with the artists that actually had their work infringed. Now, this is the way this stuff works. We're here to protect this group of victims and give us a bunch of money. And then it turns out the victims never get anything. We've seen this time and time again with all these organizations going around about reparations for the victims of the Holocaust, and governments and banks are forced to give billions of dollars. And then we find out the money all vanishes into the organizations, and those few actual remaining people who were in those slave labor camps in Germany get pennies. Now, as I said, as a copyright creator in my other life, my sympathies are with copyright holders. But I cannot agree with the RIAA going out and suing organizations for millions of dollars claiming to protect the artists and then turning around and not sharing with the artists, because it just makes them hypocrites. And I've had enough of that, and I think so have you. All right, last phone call of the day, Chris in Las Vegas. Aloha, Chris. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, Michael, I thought I'd relate to you a little incident we had with our granddaughter at our public school in Las Vegas, Nevada last week. They had promoted a community day, and so we thought we'd go along just to observe and see what was going to happen, since it was an auspicious occasion. And, of course, they had a Mr. G, who was running the show at this event, along with quite a few other school officios that come in. And what they had were lots of tables set up where the children were supposed to experience community development. And they gave them this play money, of course, a certain amount of it, and they were supposed to then let other classes come in and purchase from them. But they, before they could do this, they had to obtain a license. And, of course, they had to bring their homemade goodies from home. So I went up to try and teach the children a little bit about private free enterprise and private property rights, and not having to take a license from the government for your own private rights. And of course, they immediately they made sure they announced to them that they absolutely had to have a license before they could sell anything, and that it must be wrapped except for some things. And then as they were getting ready, I saw the Mr. G, purportedly his wife works for the Obama administration, not surprisingly. And he had come around to a couple of them and told them, well, give me your money. Well, I thought that was very governmental of him. And, of course, the kids compliantly gave it up. And they were told they absolutely couldn't have their parents' help whatsoever, or else they'd have a big fine levied against them. Well, we went around.
This is amazing. You're absolutely right. I'm sorry to cut you off. We're almost at the end of the show. This is absolutely right. The children are our future. Look how the government is treating our children, and understand this is their plan for our society in the future. You can't do anything without the permission of the government. Does that sound like freedom? Does that sound like freedom to you? I don't think so. We're headed further into dictatorship, and unless this government crashes, the next generation are going to pay a terrible price for our failure to turn this situation around. Thank you for the call. That's it for the show. Have a very good weekend. We'll be back Monday, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, stay safe, stay well, hug your loved ones, drive carefully, stay skeptical, and aloha, America.
Next round of the worst financial crisis in 100 100-